Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1041, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachos of Kedima, but Brachos, of course. So an interesting question brings down the Dirshu. We're going through the Dirshu a little bit. And again, we try and spread the wealth around, as they say in English. The various different sfarim get different angles. And of course, the more examples that we have, the better of a picture and understanding of the Halacha we will have too. So brings down the Dirshu. We're not going reading everything from the Dirshu, but here and there, bits and pieces which might be interesting. Somebody has an esrig. They're used on Sukkot, a case in time. You could, let's say, obviously after Sukkot, whatever, you could use this esrig for eating. Maybe people make different things from it, the esrig, but use it in various different ways. As far as eating goes, or again, they make different. I'm not familiar, but I've heard in the past people use the esrig and make different type of foods, but. The question comes up over here, right? So now the question is, I could either use this esrig, whereby, again, after Sukkot, we're talking about the whole thing, it's not a question of the mitzvah anymore, right? It's done. So the question, could I use my esrig that I used for the mitzvah of lulav and esrig, right? Is there a mitzvah to take this esrig? Or an apple or something else. In other words, I have a choice to use for my food that I'm going to make or I'm going to eat right now or whatever, or eat it itself, whatever the case is. And I'm going to use I could use the esrig, or I could use an apple or an orange or some lemon or something else that would fit the purpose, let's say. I'm just giving an example. Again, I don't know too much about all these things. But in any case, do I have to use the esrig that I used for a mitzvah? Or whatever, I could use the lemon or anything else that's available to me, right? So he says, interesting, that for esrig, shekaimoi boy mitzvah, arba minim, a person who used the esrig to shake lulav and esrig for the arba minim, right? So he brings from Ram Vosner, the Malbushe Mordechai, sheyesh mokim lagdima, that it's a good thing to take the esrig. If you have a choice, this esrig that you use for this mitzvah or something else, and it doesn't make a difference really to you, right? There's not that I need the other thing. I could use the esrig and it'll fulfill my purposes. And I use this esrig for arba minim. He says, so sheyesh mokim lagdima. It's a good thing to use this esrig. Take the esrig. Sheyesh loy maila shekevar nasa by mitzvah achas. So because the person already did a mitzvah with it. So we know in halacha, many times we find it that if a person did one mitzvah with a certain thing, you try and do another mitzvah, like we have by Erev Tavshilin. The famous case, right? Person takes many people use matzah and an egg, right? So people always say, why? So good. So then eat it by shalosh seudos after, let's say, what's the erev tavshilin, right? You have Yom Tov right before Shabbos. You'll be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and you have to make sure it's the second day Yom Tov, not the first day. In other words, when a person cooks for Shabbos, they have erev and they have the erev tavshilin. It's for the second day, not the first day. In other words, a person shouldn't think, well, I'll cook the first day Yom Tov for Shabbos, but there's a second day also. That goes on the second day. And then a person would be able to cook Yom Tov for Shabbos with the Erev Tavshilin. And everybody knows, make sure you eat the Erev Tavshilin for Shalosh Seudos, right? You eat the Erev Tavshilin for Shalosh Seudos or for the regular meal, for the Seuda in the morning, whatever the case might be, because you're ready. You don't really need the Erev anymore because of the fact that you did what you had to do. You had to do the cooking on Yom Tov and that was done, right? So either in the morning meal or Shalosh Seudos, but many people know Shalosh Seudos, so... Because of the whole inyan that we have, that shekavar nasa by mitzvah achas, you already did one mitzvah with this thing, you try and do another mitzvah. So many people eat it for shalosh seudos, the famous thing, or for the meal in the morning, the matzah, and the egg, whatever the case might be. I mean, technically, you could even eat it at night also, because again, it's the Yom Tov was already finished. Right, so that's the story over there. But he says the same thing would be over here. You have this esrig that you're ready makayim a mitzvah, and if you have a choice, either this esrig or something else, so take this esrig. Why not? That's what he says. Omnam pri sheyesh lei maila cheres. But then he ends off, says Rav Vosna, the Dirsha quoting him. Omnam pri sheyesh lei maila cheres. If there's a different fruit that has a different milah. Kagoyin, what do you mean a different milah? A different. So over here we did a mitzvah, but then there's mamash halacha lamaisa, which will be min shiva, right? If I have a choice of taking a grape or the esrig, I'm just giving a wild example, right? Or take the pomegranate or the esrig. So the pomegranate, if that's my choice, so the pomegranate comes first. Pomegranate is min shiva, grape is min shiva, fig is min shiva, right? So that would come first. Again, if the situation calls for it, that I have a choice. So you're going min shiva or shalem, or one fruit was complete, one fruit was not. Let's say the esrig was cut in half, right, or cut into quarters or whatever. So, but I have a different esrig or a different lemon or a different thing that'll fulfill my purpose that's complete. So then take that one. Don't take the one from the arbaminim, from the lulav and esrig. Take the one from that's complete, because that comes first. So if it's a min shiva, take the one from min shiva, the fruit from the min shiva, if it'll fulfill your purpose. Or shalem, shalem would be more applicable, because one fruit, it could be, again, like we said, the esrig for the arbaminim is cut up, but you have another one that's whole. It's always, we always want to take the whole. Oy chaviv, or if there's a question of the person desires more the other fruit instead of that esrig that was used for the mitzvah, again, that'll fulfill his purpose. So hayriu kaidim loy. So that would come first. So that's what he says. Amnam prishiyesh loy maila acheres kegayin min shiva oy shalem oy chaviv. Hayriu kaidim lai. So that would come first, because that's mamash halacha lemaisa, that min shiva comes first, complete fruit comes first, chaviv comes first. So if I desire the, right now I desire the other one, right? Or I always desire the other one. So even though the fact that the esrig was used for arbaminim, but if that, those are the cases, min shiva, shalem, or chaviv, hayriu kaidim lai. So that would come first. Thank you for listening. Aslachem baracha, kol tov.